Why, hello. I hope everyone is staying warm. It's pretty chilly out there. I did have a good time razzing my family for you young kids. Razzing is another word for joke. They all gave me a hard time, and my wife, when we were moving here from Kansas, because they were like, Texas is so hot. And it was 105 in Kansas the other day, and it was like 98 here. And I'm like, it's a balmy 98 here. But don't move. That's an inside joke. My wife will get it. Well, I hope everyone's doing well. It is good to be here with you. I had done a Bible study in Durant a while back on Jeremiah 2. And I mentioned it a little bit maybe in some other messages that I've given. I was on my way to work. And I play the Bible on my way. I don't actually read it. That'd be really bad. And Jeremiah 2 came on. And it was amazing that day because I thought, Jeremiah. I haven't read that for a while. If ever, all the way through, or I probably forgot it. So I put it on and I start playing it. And it gets to Jeremiah 2 after 1. That's how that works. And I was like listening to it. And it hit me really hard, and I personally felt really bad. And so what I wanted to do today is just focus. We don't have enough time to go through the whole Bible study because that was a long Bible study. That's my daughter, and it doesn't sound good. So that made me lose my train of thought. What I want to focus on is three verses out of Jeremiah 2. So as you look at Jeremiah 2, there's sort of a synopsis that is given, at least in my Bible, where Israel turns away from God. So I'll just summarize it. And then the sin of Israel and, you know, the early families. Then you have God speaking against his people. What happened when the Israelites weren't faithful. And then Israel turning its back on God. And then punishment, basically. So that's the whole summary of Jeremiah 2. But what I want to focus on today are three particular verses out of there. Verse 26, 27, and 28. Jeremiah 2, verse 26, it says, actually I want to read it from the Good News Bible because it just makes it simple, I think. The Lord says, just as a thief, it moved on me, hold on. Just as a thief is disgraced when caught, so all you people of Israel will be disgraced. Your kings and your officials, your priests and prophets. I don't know if anybody in this audience does this, but sometimes I think we, as God's people, tend to think that these messages are for others. Maybe Living Church, maybe Kagwa, maybe Presbyterians, maybe people that aren't even being called by God right now. And I'm just going to say it flat out. That is not the case. Because our minds have been opened to something, to understand a truth, to understand God's way of life. So if a person's mind hasn't been opened, what is the point in reading that message? They wouldn't understand it. So there is a very, very important point in what we're reading right here. And it is to us. And I took it really personally when I read this, and it really upset me because I just got to thinking about it, and I thought, man, I don't know that I focus on God all the time the way that I should. Sometimes I think that my life is pretty good. I have a good job. I have a good car. Our kids are healthy. My wife is okay. She is pregnant a lot, but we feel blessed with that. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm doing pretty good. I was just talking with Janon before services. And it really made me think of something. It's like a kid. You know how children, as we grow up and we get older, because some people, I am a child too, and I have children and we have teens, and as we get older, we want to do things our way. So we take a step away from our parents and we get a little bit further away and we look back as if we need their approval or we want to know that they're there for us. Is that how we handle things with God? We want to do things our way. I know what's best for me. Okay, no, I won't drink and drive, or I won't do drugs, or I won't do this, that, or the other, whatever it may be. But I'll gossip. And I'll condemn people, and I'll judge people, and I'll look down on people because they're different than me. And I think about that, and I think about how when a child runs into a problem, what do? Hey, I need help. Can I borrow $10? Can I borrow $20? Hey, would you buy this for me? I broke this, or whatever the case may be. And that's what Israel was doing. Get us out of here. Get us out of Egypt. But now things are pretty good. Hey, we're on our own. Everything's going well. Okay, thanks, God. We're good. So if you move on to verse 27, he says, you will be disgraced. You all be disgraced. You that say that a tree is your father and that a rock is your mother. This will happen because you turned away from me instead of turning to me. But when you are in trouble, you ask me to come and save you. Another version, the New King James, has it very interesting as well. It says that your back is to me, but your face is towards me. Or is it? Is our face towards God? Or is our face towards whatever it is that makes us feel comfortable? Being on Facebook, being on our smartphones, being on our computers, being with our friends that maybe not living God's way of life. Being in any environment that makes us feel just a little bit normal. Because come on, I've grown up in the church. We're not really normal. We're very different. And if you look at society, I saw a report. How many of you saw the Aaron, what was her name, from CNN? I wrote it down. Actually, I didn't write it down. My boss is calling me right now. That's awesome. I'm sorry, this is more important. But she mocked Donald Trump for praying. I'm not saying Donald Trump is right. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the fact that people are being mocked for wanting to be a Christian, for wanting to live God's way of life, for praying to God. But are we willing to stand up in those instances and say, it doesn't matter to me. I want to live God's way of life. My face, my whole body, everything about me is pointed towards you because you are the great creator. You are the one that took me from that clay and made me into what I am today. Or do we say, hey, I got it figured out. I'm good right now. I've got a good job. Everything's going good in my marriage. I'm sick here and there, but I'm good. Thanks. Oh, I'll pray and I'll read the Bible here and there. And I might do a Bible study. And I'll attend services, and I might associate with a few people here and there. But how much are we truly dedicated to living God's way of life and to not just paying him lip service, to not just having our back like this, and we're kind of like, okay, yeah, you're there. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm a little nervous. What I'm doing right now is kind of off the track, but I know how to get back on. I wrote this down. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you'll not. But I sometimes worry when I or we turn our backs to God, how long is it before he turns his back on us? Because that's what he says in verse 28. Where are the gods that you made for yourselves? When you are in trouble, let them save you if they can. Judah, you have as many gods as you have cities. Whether we realize it or not, these gods that they were talking about, yeah, they might have been sun gods and moon gods and the god of the water or whatever else. My wife would probably educate me on all the mythology. But I think it's other things. I think it's anger. I think it's hate. I think it's smartphones. I think it's computers. I think it's technology. I love technology. I've got like everything you can imagine, tablets and iPads and all this stuff. But everybody sees it nowadays. Everybody sees everyone changing. We can't get these kids off these phones. They're on there all the time. I don't know who that was talking. Maybe really old. Yeah, I don't know. But I think, where is our trust? Is it in God? Or is it in everything that we have? Don't allow the tendency to want to fit in, to want to be a part of this world, derail us from our mission. Like John 15:18 says, And we really have to think about this, because sometimes fully turning to God and being who he wants us to be can make us feel like the odd man out. But Jesus said, if the world hates you, keep in mind it hated me first. Being different isn't so bad. Being fully focused on God isn't a bad thing, not in the least. This right here, Jeremiah, and everything else that we read about in the Bible is a message for us. Never think that it's for somebody else. I have a tendency to do that too. I'll read something and be like, I know who needs to read this. I share it on Facebook. Then I type your names. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go that far. But Jeremiah 3, verse 4. We'll turn there for our final scripture. Jeremiah 3, verse 4. Will you not from this time cry to me, my Father, you are the guide of my youth? I took that as a little bit of an excerpt, but I think that's what we should be doing. Pray to God. Ask him to be our guide in everything that we do, to help us to know where to go, what to do, how to do it, what to change and how to change it, what to say and when to say it, and what not to say, how to love, how to forgive, how not to judge, and how to increase our faith overall, how to seek and become everything he expects of us. Never, never turn our back. Never turn your back on God.